Greetings, dear ones, I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are those here who have not seen this before who would say, indeed, it is the human being. The voice is the same, the personality, the face, all is the same. How could a transition occur in such a short amount of time from one on one side of the veil to the other on the other? And I will tell you, it didn't. For what my partner has permitted in these years is a meld to take place all of the time. The distance between us shortens with each year. And therefore, it would be said that my partner has refined and cleared the path for a transition to this fashion that you would say is instantaneous. No preparation, because he's already ready. No preparation, because the room is ready. No preparation, because the hearts are ready. This is the way of communication in these days. For those who have the intent to listen, and the one who has the intent to give. For instant communication is possible, and the days of massive preparation to prepare the human body for this kind of a thing are lessening, because the human body is ready for this kind of thing. The entourage pours in here. I want to tell you something. Get ready for this. I'm not alone. There's a group with me. It's my group. It is part of the persona that I am, and others besides me. It's a small group here. And yet I know all your names. And the reason I do is because I am Cryon. I said goodbye to you when you came here. I'll say hello when you get back home. I'm involved in that process of the comings and goings of humanity. I am in love with humanity because I know the family. I know each of you. You say there may be way too many for me to know. Oh, you don't know the half of it. There's not too many for me to know. There's not too many. Let me ask you this. No matter how many children you have, are there too many for you to love? Well, think bigger. In an interdimensional scope, think bigger. Think out of the box of singularity and imagine what it would be like for this entity in love with you. I know you. I know of your lives. I know what you've been through. I'm going to talk about that right now, this very time. I know about this year. I know the ones you've loved and lost this year. You know who I'm talking to, don't you? There's a group coming into this place that is going to surround you if you choose. You can feel them. The group's going to surround you like one that would press upon you and hold your hands and look into your eyes and say, this is important. Listen up. Well, the message is going to be given one time, because it is a profound message about the time you live in, the month you live in, the year that you're in, and what's happened here on this planet in these months. There will be those apart from the ones in what you call this time period who are listening now and who are reading now. I see them. I see you. I know who you are. This message is for you as well. Listen up. It's going to explain some things you need to hear. But before we start any teaching, any explanations, I want to give the group a moment to settle. There's energy here, should you choose to feel it. Energy of love, should you choose to feel it, no matter what your situation is. Listen, doubter. Listen, doubter, are you too dense to feel the love of God? Could you believe, perhaps just for a moment, there is more to the universe than you think? Maybe there is indeed a power that is intelligent, that loves you and knows your name. even if you buy off on no other thing, if you don't absorb any other metaphysical thing, maybe you're not ready for it, but maybe you can feel loved. Is that too much? Just sit and feel loved. Just for a few moments. Could you open your heart and let that happen? And it's the beginning of letting us in. And nothing is going to happen to you, dear human being, other than an expanded consciousness the next time you let a little more in. I must precede this message with a teaching about numerology. I must precede this message with a teaching about the equivalency of energy and year sums. All this to say is I must give you an insight as to the numerological values of the years that you have been sitting in, including this one, and the energy of them. Numerology is the study of the energy of numbers. In your particular case, it's limited numerology because you still do it in base 10. There are 10 integers, 1 through 0, that you use. And so that's what we will use in the explanation that follows. No matter how big a number is, add it together until you get one number, with the exception of the master numbers, which are double, like 11 and 22 and 33 and so on. Make one number out of them, and it will give you insight into the energy of what the number means. There are those who would doubt this process. If you're a doubter, I ask you to go add up the numbers of things like your birthdays, the things around you, including your numerological alpha numbers, using your 26 letters, assign the numbers to them and have a number for your name. You're going to be surprised. If you study numerology, it'll tell a lot about who you are, the potentials that might be there. Truly, there's only 9 numbers that you use. 1 through 9, you consider the 0, just as in your math. Toss it aside and get one number. I'll show you. Take, for instance, the year that is coming, 2008. If you add the numbers together, they become a 10. If you throw away the 0, it is a 1. So the numerological sum and the energy of what is coming next year is 1. I will tell you what that means in a moment if you're not already aware. There's something occurring with the year structure in front of you that you are not honoring and have not thought of. 1987 was the harmonic convergence. That is a 7 year using numerology. 7 in numerological terms has the energy of sacredness, a sacred year for a sacred event. Indeed. If you had seen that, done the numerology, you would have had an inkling as to what might have happened with your free choice, and it did. A sacred decision took place in that year. If you would do the numerology regarding the year that Kryon arrived, 1989, I told you what it was in the first book. I gave you 2 numbers to look at in the first book. The first was the number 9, and that is the number of the year, 1989. I said that there would be 2 numbers that would define the age. I told you there would be 2 numbers of Kryon. That the 9 stood for completion, and that the other number, which was a master number, which was 11, stood for illumination. 9-11. And back in 1989, you had no concept of what 9-11 would become. Go look for it. It is there. Oh, it is there. Oh, doubter, look for it. Go find it 18, 19 years ago. It's there. We talked about those two numbers and look at what they mean to you today. What do they mean to you today? Do they mean fear or sorrow? Or do you look at their numerological values and see the end of the old into illumination of the new? That's what it's about. The year 2002 is when they finished the grid. I told you they would. I told you when the grid was complete into a new place, a new configuration. 2002 is a four. If you know your numerological energies, four is Gaia. It is Mother Earth. It's an Earth energy. That wasn't an accident that we selected that time. That was the energy for it. It all comes together, all part of the puzzle. All meaning something. You sit in 2007. There is something remarkable about the transition you have between 2007 and 2008. It is the first time this particular transition happened in the first millennium of the 2000s. It is the first occurrence of the nine and the one together. It happens every decade. This is the first one. It is the first one within the generation of the 2012 change. All of this should have been flagged for you. You should have looked at it very carefully and said, what is going to happen when you go into a 2007, which is a 9, against a 2008, which is a 1? The completion going into 1, which is new beginnings. What happens when you complete one thing and start another? You'll say, well, crying, it happens every decade. This is the first one, and this is the only one that's going to happen in that scenario before 2012. It's the last event of its kind before 2012. Now look at the numerology between the distance between year now and 2012, and you'll find it is 5 years. What's five, Kryon? Five is change. What is the numerological value of 2012? Five. Change. Dear ones, I've just given you a scenario I wanted you to hear and see because of what you've gone through this year and especially the last 4 months. I'm going to explain something to you now that is very difficult for my partner to relate to, for it is not linear. It is the second time that I've given him this picture. And this is the time I chose for the recording, for I like him to have seen it one time before. Let the transcription show that this is the second time this message was given for clarity. 2007 is an end year, a completion. The very number shouts the end. The very number shouts the completion of things. Let me tell you what it is really. It's a transconfiguration of an energy platform to allow you to go into a new beginning platform fresh and clean. It is not an upgrade. It does not take an old energy and add to it. This is linear. You're expecting linear power. You expect all things to happen in a linear fashion. If you exercise a muscle over time, you expect it to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the more you exercise it, the bigger it will get. And you apply all of that to energy in general, and that's not the way it works. For the energy that we give to you, which is metaphysical, which is interdimensional, which is spiritual, is not linear. And there is an attribute that took place this year. Listen up, this is for you. That you need to know about, because in these last 4 months, the energy you depended on, the energy you thought would be there, the things that should have happened in clarity did not, and we know they did not, because you're in the year of the nine, and seemingly collapse began. And instead of good things, many of you had things that were challenging. Some of you lost connection to spirit altogether. Some of you are wondering where this is going and what has happened and why you did not get what you had asked for. And I'll tell you, this is because all that is taking place at this moment is a wind down of all the gifts and the tools you've had in order to bring them to a zero level, reconfigure them, and burst upon the scene. By the middle of the month of January in 2008, they'll all be back. And so there's a space of time from now till then we have some advice for. But before we go any further, we would like to tell you this. This reconfiguration is not linear. It doesn't make sense to you why the energy would have to go away just so it would come back. But that is the way of it. That's the way of it. Some of you have been through challenging thoughts and times in these last months. I know who sits before me. I know who reads these words. I know who hears this message. Oh, dear human being, do not blame yourself for what has transpired or what has not transpired. I'm going to say, I want you just to hold on. Don't blame yourself. For it is common with human beings on a cause and effect relationship to blame themselves profusely when things don't go the way they think they should spiritually. I want to give you two examples. And they're going to shock and you didn't expect me to talk about these people. Precious people, a man and a woman. 2,000 years apart. And the first one is this. I want to take you to a place that you know well. I know where I am. I know where I speak. I know of the energy of this place, of this land. So I'm going to give you an example you'll understand, and that is this. Consider for a moment the Jew called Jesus, who is on the cross, seemingly being crucified, seemingly at the point of death, as he is there. And as recorded history will say, not accurately, for the words were not these, but he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" He didn't say that. What he said is, "Where have you gone? Where have you gone?" He felt a withdrawal. He felt all the guides, all of the entities which he counted on, all of the wisdom drain from his body. He felt the darkness and the blackness invade him. Past the bubble of security that he had had all of his life as the master of wisdom and love that he was. And he cried out for help, and it was recorded. Transcribed and given to you, it's history. Did you ask yourself, how could someone so close to God have such a feeling? Let me tell you this, this was a non-linear shift of energy. He was taken to zero for just a moment so he could go into something called ascension. And it all came back. You didn't hear it when it came back. You didn't hear him go, ah. You didn't hear him say that. It wasn't recorded, you see. And all the love of God poured into him with more than he ever had before. That's the way it works. And for a moment he blamed himself, and as the human he was, for a moment, he questioned his faith. There's a precious woman whose whole life was lived under the umbrella of compassion. The older she got, the more compassionate she became. And she's one of you. And her name was Mother Teresa. I would like to tell you about this woman. She died in sorrow. You might say, why would such a woman who is so close to God in this day die in sorrow with all the things that she had been done, with the reverence that had been placed upon her very name for the sainthood which would follow? Why would she die in sorrow? And I'll tell you this, because she was a linear human being who did not understand the shift of energy. Years before her death, her energy shifted. It went to zero, and on came the new station to tune to. The old station was gone, begging her to change the way she did things so that she could come upon that very element of energy that the master had, that of ascension status. and it was there for her, and she didn't understand, and she thought that she had been left alone. She lost her connection. Been transcribed, it has. Why would God do such a thing? Why would God depart from the saint of compassion? And I'll tell you, God never did. She misinterpreted the change of energy. The same thing is happening in a general way right now. It's going away slightly so it can come back strong. And had this compassionate, beautiful woman understood to tune to the next station, literally to change the way that she meditated, the way she contacted spirit, to go around the protocol and speak to the master directly, she would have had it. But she stayed within her teaching, and nothing happened, and she died in sorrow. Oh, she never lost her compassion, for that was her gift. Don't blame yourself for what has transpired in these last months, for this is difficult. Difficult time. We have some advice. We have some awarenesses. Do not change your path. Don't make any startling moves because of what's happened or what you feel. These are times that are difficult, especially for light workers. You have lost your connection for a little bit, only for a little bit. Go through the rest of this year. It starts to change very soon, very, very soon. By the time the second week in December, in January, is upon you, that is when you will know it is back, and you will start feeling the refreshing breeze of your enlightened state. Some of you have felt this more than others. Some of you have stayed centered so much so that it has only been a glitch in the way you feel. And others of you have been decimated. I have not understood it. I speak to many who are not in the room. Don't blame yourself. Don't make sharp decisions and paths. I've got some other advice. Here's what it feels like for you who know what this is. This is like right now, as we speak in this time, in this last part, and in this middle part of December 2007, like a constant ongoing retrograde. Perhaps you've been one to call your friends. Is there a retrograde happening? No. Oh, well, it feels like it. It does. Communications is interrupted. That is it not, one of the attributes of the retrograde? And in this particular case, it's communications with the system. Communications with those things in meditation. There is a dispensation given to you. When you will come to a place like this, in mass, filled with those who want to hear a message like this, a dispensation for these moments where you can connect right now, because there are those here who will enhance that. One for another, family with family. When you leave the place, you'll wonder where it went. It's like a constant ongoing retrograde. It explains why you're not sleeping, why meditation is more difficult. You know what it's going to affect? I want you to be circumspect, careful, slow to anger, and patient. Light worker, listen to me in these next weeks. Slow to anger and patient, please. Because some of the tools that you've counted on in these last years that you developed very strongly, right now at their lowest ebb, they have to go down in order to come back. And this holiday season brings family together, and that's when sometimes the sparks fly, don't they? If you're assaulted verbally, I want you to answer in love. It's time to practice what you know, even without the enhancement of the angel standing next to you. Slow to anger, slow to speak, answer with love, cry later. Relationships have the ability to burst apart. The glue that holds them together quite often is strained to the max during these times of diminishing energy before it comes back. I tell you this so you make no decisions rashly. Answer with love. Hold on. You've been in it for 4 months. It's not going to get worse. It just is what it is. And so we say to stay where you are and make it work because it's coming back. Now let's talk about the good news. 2008 brings you a new tool set. Those who know how to co-create will find this to be far easier than it ever was. Some of the things that you have been waiting for, the messages that you've been waiting for, some of even the abundance and the synchronicity you've been waiting for, is there for you to meet. It's about time, isn't it? I know who's here. I know who's listening. I know who's reading. It's a message for a few months. That's what it is. But it's a timeless message on how spirit works with these kinds of stair steps of energy in important times, especially those in the first part of a millennium shift, especially as you head toward 2012. New co-creative gifts are upon you. You're not going to have to try so hard. My partner gave you today some advice which I gave him to give you. And that was that co-creation requires synchronicity. Synchronicity requires that you stand up and go and be and do in order to meet those who will create the synchronicity with you and for you. God is not going to fall on you with a miracle. And in these times, the advice is this: don't move too fast. Answer with love. Be patient. And then feel the love of God. That never goes away. All the tools may vanish for a little while and come back, but the love of God is forever. It is the family. I know you, dear one. I'll see you soon, dear one, no matter how old you think you are. Young person, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to see you soon. In the bat of an eyelash, a generation goes by for me. You come and you go many times. There's masters in the room. They don't even know they're masters. There are those who think they're nothing, who are shamans. That's the message. One given in love. It's a reality message. Perhaps it doesn't have the fluff you expected, but it does. For God loves you so much. The Spirit wants to enhance your life by telling you you're not at fault for what has happened in these 4 months or what you felt in these 4 months, to give you how you can survive the next few weeks into the next year, a year of unity, the year of new beginnings, 2008. If you did your numerology, you would have known. And so it is. We are here with you. The entourage that comes in now leaves. Or does it? We tell you this, as some of you rise from the chairs, stop listening, as some of you put down the book, how would you like to take some of this with you? Some of the energy that I bring in right now. It is available to take with you. So even though Kryon goes away, some of the energy remains in an interdimensional state, hovering, ready to go into your consciousness. Dear light worker, dear changer of the planet, even those who don't believe any of what's happening right now, there's a potential in you. Medicine man, that you've known all your life. Believe what you choose. But don't ever sacrifice the love of God. Go peacefully. Answer with love. Until the next time. I am Cryon, lover of humanity. And so it is.